red.
Yeah, the red light.
We're live. Okay. It is March 4th, 2020 at 4:03 p.m. This is a special meeting of the Board of Directors of the Kensington Fire Protection District. We are meeting in the conference room at the Public Safety Building on 217 Arlington. I will call the meeting to order and call roll. Director Domer.
Here.
Kosel.
Yes.
Nagel.
Here.
Padian.
Here.
Julie Stein, I'm here. And we have one member of the public here. So because this is a special meeting, public comment will only be allowed on items that are on the agenda. So the first item is review and consideration of approving a final draft job description for a general manager to be used for recruitment, including the percent FTE and possible recruitment strategies. And I just wanted to remind everyone that the Brown Act does not allow us to discuss compensation of an executive position at a special meeting. So we should be especially careful that we don't get into dollar amounts or salaries or anything like that.
Discuss the FTE, just not the salary.
We can discuss the FTE, and we can actually discuss this fine point about the Fair Labor Standards Act, how it Allison had advised us that this would be an exempt position, but at the option of the district, you can exceed the minimum standard if you wish to pay the position for extra, you know, for extra time put in, but we just can't talk about the cost of all that. And I think would you mind closing the door? I think that's okay. All right. So we have the job description from the February packet. I think we noted that there were some typos in there that would need to be fixed anyway, because it's referred to district manager and then district director, but this is intended to be a general manager job description. Would anyone, I have some comments on my head, but if that opened it up to you guys to see.
Would anybody like to kick this off? I'm just going to say that I'm glad you brought, I mean, I brought this too. So if you go through what they gave us last time, it basically is three or four reiterations of mostly the same thing. A little more, a little less. And I didn't have any trouble with the language or the ideas or something. I think it's something we could work with.
Did you have any comment at the start of the discussion?
Well, it's more than doubling what we had before, and I'm not into empire building, but it may be that we can try this one half. I would hope that when we get a new manager in place, we'll be able to cut the time of the district secretary. Because it's hard for me to believe we need twice the staff that we had before and operated quite successfully.
I don't have any problem with that.
Yeah. Thoughts from you, Larry?
I think the job description is fine.
That might be a member of the public, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh,
may I come
welcome
in?
Yes, yeah. We've just started the discussion and we have not taken public comment yet.
It's fine, I don't have any.
Oh, as you know, the comment will be limited to items on the agenda anyway. And this is an agenda packet if you,
thank you,
wanted to see it. So sorry to interrupt you, Larry, in the middle of your comment. Were you still making a comment, or I might have?
My comment was that I'm fine with the job description.
Okay.
Janice, we're talking about the same amount of hours, but we're talking about a much larger salary, and either that means, well, we know we were underpaying the district manager before, and
you're not talking the same number of hours. You're talking double the hours.
I thought it was halftime.
Yeah, a halftime manager and a halftime clerk. So you're talking about the equivalent of one full-time employee, and before we had one half-time employee. So it's twice the time that we had before.
But the clerk and the district manager don't get paid at the same rate, right?
No, they don't. One gets paid more than we paid before, and one gets paid less.
But they will be the same person? I missed that.
It's going to be two different people.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
So the agenda just says general manager.
So this
are
is...
Are we also talking about the district secretary?
I wasn't sure how this was going to go, so I put the agenda together hoping that it would be something we could resolve in 2 hours. And again, everyone can say what they think, but I thought we'd be making some real progress if we settled on the FTE for the general manager, a job description for the general manager, how we'd like to start, assuming we can all agree on that, then how we might want to start recruitment. And I had thought that we should put either a specific FTE for the district support staff or a not to exceed, because you'd probably want to put that in the general manager job description so they know what they're walking into. Oftentimes we'll say supervises a staff of X, mm-hmm. to set their expectations so they don't think that they get to come in and then figure out, like, oh, I need five
yes.
people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it's like either we give them a budget or, but I thought setting expectations in the recruitment
yes.
might be good. But then on the other hand, the general manager themselves may want
to. Just to be clear, we should, in the, once we get to going out to look, we should describe the administrative's. Not in great detail, but generally. So they have a sense.
I think that so they have a sense of what they would be allowed to do.
Yeah.
They would be allowed to hire up to half-time support. I'm making an example.
Uh-huh.
Up to half-time support staff or something like that, and potentially some accounting assistance.
Okay, but nonetheless, according to the agenda, we're only talking about the general manager here, right?
I only put the one job description on the agenda for now, under a possible assumption that we might let the general manager, once we hire them, finalize the support staff. I mean, mm-hmm. they might decide they want someone more finance-oriented who's got good administrative skills. There may be some...
Where somebody is completely clerical. No idea what their talents are. Yeah.
Exactly.
It might be helpful if we told them what we had in the past as well.
Sure, as part of the...
budget is.
Yeah, in the job description, in the...
Yeah. Because that kind of gives them an idea of what's realistic and what's going to be needed on their part. The budget kind of tells them the nature of the job, that we're a fire district with this kind of a budget.
Exactly.
And so, I mean, I think that would be relevant to say...
Yeah.
And also how we've operated in the past kind of gives them a background of what our expectations are.
I totally agree. Yeah. I totally agree. Maybe that, yeah. Well, all right. So, Kevin, do you have any comments that you'd like to... Pardon me?
You go ahead.
Well, I guess what I wanted to say is that I tend to agree with what I've heard so far, that I don't think we should exceed one FTE combined, and that the half-time, because that's doubling our capacity. And then if we found after a year that for some reason that didn't work, we'd probably need to ask why.
Looking at what you've had to go through the last year, it's more complicated given the sort of things we're doing, and we're doing them a little differently.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. And I also think that what goes into this assessment is we have to make sure that, in my opinion, that we're not taking on duties that the district's not supposed to be doing. That we do have a mission, and it'd be easy to say, oh, let's have a lot more because we want to do all these other things. But I still think we have a responsibility to ensure that we're staying within the scope.
We only have the powers that the government code grants you.
Right.
You can't operate outside the government code.
Yeah, exactly. So as far as the FTE, I'm willing to go with half time for the general manager, and sticking with that, but that would be in light of a maybe not to exceed half time for support staff. I guess I had a few things maybe I'd like to see added to the job description. There were some parts of the job description that seemed a little bit sort of low level to me for a general manager, but then maybe a recruitment firm could sort of clean this up. I'm sort of assuming that when it goes out to recruitment, a firm might clean this up for us, but when it calls for like good skills talking on the telephone, I forget where I saw that, but I'd like to see some, okay, I think it was in the knowledge. Standard office practices and procedures, I guess you can say that, but I would assume that for a general manager. But where it talks about techniques for customer service with various entities in person and over the telephone. I mean, I guess you can say it, but I hope that it's clear that this is an executive level position.
Well, it's not even just over the phone. If you want to describe all the different things, it would also include email and everything else.
Exactly.
You know? So maybe we don't need to say by what means people are communicating.
Just dealing effectively with the public probably is
that says it
all you need.
Well done, Larry.
Yeah. Exactly. I had also thought, had mentioned to Allison at the first meeting when she presented this, I think you guys weren't at that meeting, I don't remember if it was December, but I would think that a good general manager would have some basic working knowledge of human resource principles.
Sure.
And there's nothing mentioned here. We've got some things that I think we could, you know, maybe buff up for the district, mm-hmm. like exit procedures and tracking for who's got a credit card, who's got a cell phone. I know we don't give cell phones, but passwords. It's been very chaotic tracking down, getting access to things with the current transition.
You know, the more trivial we make this, the more trivial we appear. For example, if you look at bullet number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 at the on page 2 of 5, oversee headquarters activities including coordination of the shared meeting room calendar.
Yeah.
I mean, how petty. I would get rid of that whole bullet point.
I totally
because it makes you look like a functionary only rather than an administrative decision maker.
I completely
agree. And it's the same thing with that you were pointing out of how do we communicate. So I would get rid of that whole bullet point altogether.
I have a question, who prepared this job description?
It seemed to be a morphology of a couple of things, and I was not very happy at the February meeting because it was not represented properly. So what happened was, at the January meeting, RGS took Brenda's existing job description and put it in a more formalized format like mm-hmm. you typically see. And then what she basically did to turn it into general manager for February was she took the same job description, because it's got the exact same typos that it had in January. And then she took the input from the work that Kevin and Don did. And I think that's how some of this stuff, like answering phones and booking the conference room and stuff, maybe got added. I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, it's just trivial.
So that's how this actually evolved.
Well, I guess my observation would be, having been to a couple of CSDA training sessions, the CSDA has specific training for general managers as to how to be a good general manager, or words to that effect.
Yeah.
It's a five-day.
It's like a weekend.
It's a five-day course or a three-day course.
I thought it was two or three, but it's quite expensive.
And I'm sure they have prepared a generic job description for a general manager.
Yes.
Because they even teach us stupid board members what to expect from the general manager.
Right.
And it's usually a general manager that teaches that class. I'm thinking of the one from Stallion in particular.
I
forget his name now.
Yeah.
But, so it doesn't seem to me like we're tapping into this resource as well as we could. I mean, we're members of CSDA. We get to use all this stuff for free, right? You know? And they've got a tremendous amount of experience on what general managers do.
Correct.
So I think a lot of the so-called sophomoric things would probably drop out if we could almost just bag their copy of their description, unless there's something in there that just doesn't fit Kensington. And I can't think of what it would be, but there might be. I mean,
you know, 2 points jumping off yours, Larry. When we had our list of qualifications that we were looking for, maybe it would be a good idea to say that we prefer applicants who've completed the So You Want to Be a CSDA General Manager. You know, not necessarily a requirement, but a preference, because then it indicates that their familiarity with special districts and special district administrative procedure. And then they, in fact, have a hiring component where we could list our job opening.
Exactly. I've seen those.
And it tends to be general managers are hired out of that because they're all part of the CSDA. And I don't know if they even charge for the job listing, but it's not going to be the $12,000 to $15,000 fee that RSG is recommending. We might try that first as our recruitment approach and see what we come up with. But I think that would be a good idea. I'd forgotten that as a qualification, Larry, so thank you for reminding me.
So I just made a note. I put that under education or under minimum qualifications.
Yes.
I put prefer applicant who has completed the CSDA.
Yeah, whatever the
general
formal name of their...
General management training.
Yeah. What page are you on with the qualifications, Julie?
Where it says 5 of 5 at the bottom.
Okay.
Education.
Let me just get there, yeah. Okay, yeah, there we go.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, and make it like the third bullet.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
That's how I typed it in, exactly. Yeah.
Because they have some really good people in there. And it would also be a good way for us to get people who would be interested in part-time work. You know, it would be a huge pool for us to draw from.
I mean, I don't know if it's worth it. So, like, just more example, just on the same page, one bullet, attend work and perform duties on a regular and consistent basis.
Where's that?
I would hope it's on the same page that's marked 5 of 5.
5 of 5, yes.
I would sort of hope you wouldn't have to say that, but a lot of times...
Which one are you talking about?
Second bullet.
Attend work and perform duties?
Yeah. I mean, I would have...
I'd be tempted to get rid of all of page 4 and half of page 5 as more trivia again.
Yeah, purchase another on page 4. Purchase supplies and equipment effectively regarding quantity, quality, and price.
I mean, for Christ's sake, if that's not a clerical job, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
So, you're including a lot of clerk.
Following oral and written directions, that's...
Well, I think you can get rid of all the required knowledge, skills, and abilities.
Yeah.
And just say what I would stop it halfway through page 3 when it gets to clerk of the board.
You're saying this came from Brenda's job description? I don't remember.
No.
A couple of months ago, she took Brenda's job description, which did have a lot of these details. She put it in this formalized version. But remember, Brenda made that detailed list of everything she did.
Three columns, as I recall.
Then Allison took that list and split it into general manager versus the support staff. And then Kevin and Don did some more work on that, and then so then Allison incorporated a lot of that. So this is just like a lot of different.
Well, it makes
stuff.
Us look petty.
I think
in my view, so I would get rid of all of that stuff and just say we're looking for a general manager. These are the qualifications, and these are the kind of things you do that are on page 1 and 2. And I would eliminate altogether half of.
Oh, right, right.
All of page 4. Yeah.
Yes.
The knowledge of and the ability to.
Yeah, and then the clerk of the board stuff, since we're not talking about it today, we can just omit today and for another day.
Well, see, they're proposing actually that the general manager have clerk of the board duties. That's why they put this in here. And this was one of my other issues with them in February. I saw so much overlap between the district secretary job description and the general manager job description.
You know, it depends on who you get.
Yeah.
And what kind of experience they have and what their preferences are of what they choose to do and what they choose to delegate and to whom.
Yeah, I mean, in my mind, there's a dramatic difference between clerk of the board and general manager.
Yes.
I mean, and every board meeting I go, like you go to the East Bay Regional Park District board meeting, there's a general manager and there's a clerk of the board. They're both very competent people, but there's no overlap in duties.
No.
Yeah, because the general manager is going to have to participate in our meeting.
The general manager runs the store.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah,
responsible for the general operations of the district.
And they decide who they want to hire and what that person does.
Exactly.
As long as the jobs are done. I don't care who does it. But I don't want to overpay a general manager for doing clerk work.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of like the difference
we're
between
still on
the
clerk of the...
Well, but I wonder if we should start this.
I think I'm not.
I just don't want to look like we micromanage because I think that puts off so many potential applicants.
Well, if I look
when
at
we sit here
clerk
and
of the
say,
board,
you,
the first
you
one is about the agenda and support. You know, so that getting the agenda done is part of that general order, general manager's
well,
agenda meeting
and
orientation of new board members. That seems okay to me.
Would they really assist the board president? They would actually take sort of primary responsibility for the agendas, wouldn't they?
You hope so.
With the input of the board president or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, oftentimes at least it's the general manager's job to put the agenda together for the meeting.
Yeah.
And it's the general manager who signs the agenda. But that doesn't mean it's the general manager that tracks down the 43 revisions to the whatever, you know, I mean, that's more clerical.
Yeah.
And making sure that it gets put on the right kiosk at the right time and all this stuff. That's all part of preparing the agenda, but that's not what the general manager does. But the general manager, at least the other boards that I've seen, the general manager actually puts the agenda together and then instructs the clerk of the board to actually do the paperwork.
Copying and paperwork.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a negotiable percentage time for the district manager, you can list a lot of these tasks as the manager will either do or delegate.
Yeah.
And then if you get someone who just wants to be 50%, then these are things that would need to be delegated to the other person, right? But if you get someone who wants to do these jobs because there's a particular reason it makes sense, then instead of being delegated, they do it. I think that can be solved just by saying that the general manager will either perform these tasks or delegate them.
Except, Kevin, you think that the same person would want to come in the morning and be the general manager and then come back in the afternoon and be the clerk of the board?
I'm not saying that.
Oh, okay.
No, I think this is organizational, and
this so they, that it really points out, so it's because they think the general manager should serve clerk with board functions. But if it turns out not to be the preference of that person, then we actually, as Janice points out, can hire somebody for less money to do that work.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you just have the duties and negotiate with the person you want, I think it's more important to get the person you want and then figure out the distribution of the details later.
I think when we put all these details in there, we look like we're micromanagers, and I wouldn't respond to this job description. I wouldn't apply because I wouldn't want to work for these people. You know, I mean, like, oh, look at this thing in here. You have to have a Class C driver's license. Well, why? You know, if you prefer to use Uber, what do I care? You know, so you need a driver's license. You have to meet all terms and conditions of the district's insurance program as a condition of employment. Now, if you're a firefighter, I'll concede that you have to meet the insurance standards. But I don't have any difficulty with a physically challenged individual being my district manager. I don't have any problem with it. So that whole license and certification thing, I just look at that and I go, these people don't even know what they're doing. And I wouldn't respond to the job description.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even apply because I wouldn't want to work with somebody who did this.
Well, I think let's make sure we're finished, then we'll turn to public comment and we can come back. Yeah. But if I understand the gist of your comment, though, Kevin, with putting in do or delegate, you sort of preface that with if they're only 50% they can delegate, are you suggesting they would be more than 50% and then do all these things?
That's a different topic. But this topic, which I think we should stick to, is what should be here. I know nothing about these kinds of hiring procedures. But I do think that the suggestion that somebody who does know about them should see whether, as Janice said, this is picayune and trivially that we look like, you know, Rinky Dink outfit to put it in, then I would be happy to go with that. But I think there are experts. I don't apply for these jobs. I don't know anything about them. But I think there are people who do. And Class C driver's license is obviously discriminatory and should be taken out.
I'm not sure.
But this is the topic, though, because we're trying to decide on a percent FTE.
Identification, for one thing. And
a passport. They could have a passport.
Or they could have a DMV ID card.
They could.
Or military identification card.
I suppose.
So
most people have a driver's license, but yeah.
Well, but this makes it a requirement. Yeah. You have to have a driver's license.
You need a valid ID, that's all.
Right?
I don't know. It depends what they're doing.
It's in the job description.
I mean, if they have to go to meetings, they have to have a car.
No.
Or they could take the bus.
Not in a civilized area that has transit.
Yeah.
I'd agree with you if you were talking about Tehachapi. Tehachapi. That's an area, that's a town in Southern California.
Yeah, but this is a 1 square mile area. You ought to be able to walk anywhere, too.
Well, not if you're physically
disabled.
Anyway.
If they're out doing business, you want to make sure they have a driver's license. So I think I wouldn't throw that out.
But just to respond to you, it's actually not off topic for me to ask you that question because we're part of the agenda is to finalize the percent FTE. Mm-hmm. And the reason we're thinking of the two positions is so that you don't pay at the general manager rate to do things that could be delegated to someone at a lower
salary
rate.
Individual,
That's obvious, but I think that you have to decide what you want the general manager to do before you can estimate how much time it ought to take somebody to do it. If you give a given percent time, then that constrains what you can assign the person to do.
I'll be happy to make a motion then, and I will move that we assign a full-time equivalent of no more than one half to the general manager position.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
I think we've already said yes on that language. Okay.
Well, Kevin apparently hasn't.
Oh, you weren't there.
We're just formalizing it.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right. Yeah. So let's go around. Do you have any additional comment that you'd like to make on that? No more than one half full-time equivalent for the general manager.
I think that's fine. I mean, I think there's, when you put the two together, they might have more or less, but the total is one.
Well, I think we're constraining the general manager to 0.5, and then we would have a separate discussion about what kind of freedom they would have to hire support staff. I think that's your motion, right?
I do have one question, and that is, I didn't make the last finance committee meeting, and has the finance committee investigated what we can afford at all, looked at the budget and looked at the cost of general managers? I mean, are we near or within budget with a half-time FTE, or is that totally out of our reach?
We will be spending more money than we did before.
Oh yeah, double, I think.
But I mean, more to the point where we're jeopardizing our finances, or more to the point where...
I don't think so.
So...
We did not have that specific discussion.
Okay. I've changed my mind. I think it should be a sign that it's a half job time. I think we can't say, well, you might have to work more or less. So I think you're right. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm in agreement.
Before we decide on me, did you finish your overall remarks and introductory that you had?
I had just said that, you know, I had thought that they should have working knowledge of human resources. I also think there's no mention of in-depth competency with the Brown Act, which I think a general manager should have.
I think that comes as we prefer people who've been trained by the CSDA.
Yeah.
A lot of that, that subsumes a lot of the trivia that
there
would otherwise be in the description if they've had that training.
Okay, yeah.
I think you just write Brown Act in there, I think. I don't know. I mean, maybe they don't want to do that. Maybe they, you know. So I think I think it's important they understand that.
The Brown Act.
Well, I think when you say that they have to be familiar with special district and local government, that includes the Brown Act, Public Records Act. It includes all that stuff. When you talk about what their qualifications are.
Maybe we have to list those.
I don't think you have to list all of those, because you just say you have to be familiarity. It's maybe over here, Dawn, I think. Is it page 5 when we say 5 years of progressively more responsible experience providing management oversight in a government agency or business? I don't know. I would want somebody actually with local government experience.
Special district experience.
Yeah. Yeah. So the government agency or business really doesn't do it for me, because when we have only one employee, you know, with this person plus their helper, I don't think we can afford to have somebody who was a wonderful business person like Michael Bloomberg until he became mayor. You know, I wouldn't hire him.
What about a former city manager from a town around here who was interested in working
half-time? I'd be happy with them.
So,
but then they have familiarity with local government. Yeah.
All right.
And with Brown Act. Obviously.
Part of familiarity with local
government. We get into Brown
Act
things all the time. We are now in a major, working with our sister agency. We can't talk to them, because if we did, we would be violating the Brown Act.
They have it wrong, but it's just something that
comes up.
We should be careful not to stray off topic, but we do, just in this 2x2 committee, a lot of Brown Act questions are coming up, and it's nice to have a local resource rather than as was often done in the past, ask the attorney. It'd be nice to have that in-depth.
You can also just read the act, too.
Or
for the materials CSDA distributes. Yeah. Or take the one-hour training session.
It changes, too, so you have to take it more than once.
So for me, to Janice's motion, I am fine with it. Kevin, any discussion or thought? You asked me if I had said everything I wanted to say, so I added that I wanted to mention Brown Act, but otherwise, I'm fine.
On the first page of this, it says that it's recommended that each of these institutions be allocated as part-time, 50%. That's kind of, who actually recommended this? It's coming on page one.
Paragraph three on the first page.
Oh, okay, that's not part of the job description.
It's the background thing.
Yeah. So based on this, it says it is recommended that each be a 0.5 FTE. Who made the recommendation? Because the background is not signed.
So this was from Allison's report that was presented at the February board meeting. I didn't have time to create anything new, and I also didn't think it was necessary. So I took the relevant parts of her report. And she stated that based on the experience they had so far, which is not really like what it would be like steady state, because they've had a lot of learning to do, but they're projecting that in a steady state environment, they don't see the district manager being more than a half time, as long as there's some administrative support.
Well,
That's what they said.
I think I heard Glenn say at our last meeting, and I've heard him say it before, that he's spending far more time than that on the GM duties, and that you're doing an incredible amount of time on this, and still a lot of the district's business isn't getting done.
You know, I think he wasn't really paying attention, because he was trying to suggest if we do all this additional sort of take on these sort of things, all of a sudden he'll be needing he or she will need three-fourths of it. So I didn't take that as serious.
Well, I think he's an experienced general manager, and I think he knows what we think we need, and we're trying to figure it out.
Well,
he knows what the tasks are.
And I think that was an offhand comment.
Well, no, because I actually questioned him on it closely twice. And that's so, and I don't think that a 0.5 is likely to do the job that we need. For one thing, there's a couple things under these specific functions and responsibilities. You know, there's no mention at all in this document of anything related to public safety, which is a big part of this job, and it's getting bigger. And so some of the things that the functions of this job, I think they should be able to ensure that the district is registered, pre-approved, to be eligible to apply for external funding for public safety projects that are funded by federal, state, county, other public and private agencies. They need to inform and alert the board members about relevant opportunities for submitting proposals. They need to recruit and hire consultants to prepare proposals as necessary and manage their submission. If somebody doesn't have any familiar any ability to do this, it's going to be very difficult for... Can I just finish?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
So under required knowledge and skills and abilities, I don't really care if this is required or recommended. I think it should be broken out. Knowledge of, there should be familiarity with federal, state, and local procedures for eligibility and information regarding funding opportunities for public safety projects. And there should be familiarity with the structure and responsibilities of public safety agencies at the state and local levels, particularly regarding the threats of wildfire and earthquake to municipalities and citizens. So what that means is that we are looking for someone who has some experience in how to deal with the things we need to get this going. If you hire someone who doesn't know how to do that, we're going to have to look for consultants to hire consultants to write grant proposals and to see them through. And if we hire a good general manager, I think that that should be part of the job. This is an important thing that we have to do here. I mean, for example, we have public safety building renovation coming up. There could be a lot of money out there for that. And an experienced general manager would know how to engage people to write proposals for that. We have mitigation. We have all kinds of projects, for example, in terms of emergency preparedness. And I just don't see, if we hire somebody who has no ability to do this, and you can say it's not in my job description, okay, then we're not going to get much done. And for that reason, I do think that this is more than a 0.5 position.
Okay, I think we've all spoken on the issue, so I'm going to call the question.
We have to do public comment, but
On my motion only?
On the motion, you're
Of halftime?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
So, how much time will this general manager need to spend on the public safety building? And how much time has been allocated for that?
You mean on this project?
So one question, I think it's just comment, not Q&A.
Yeah.
So we take comment.
It's a question for the board as a general
If I could, I think that the general manager is going to get a half-time job, mm-hmm. and they're going to be smart enough to delegate things that come up, mm-hmm. and they're not going to waste their time on things that they don't have to. And I think that's the parameter that we're setting up. So I don't disagree with what you're saying, but I don't think we're going to change. I think we've come to a point. We've picked on a half-time job, and I think they have to work with it. And if they need someone else, they'll hire them. But I don't think we're just all of a sudden going to explode that, because we're going to still have to hire an administrator, and then we'll be over the one-point thing, which we pretty much agreed to stay within.
Mm-hmm. Well, not if we do a zero-sum. If you hire somebody at 0.7 and you hire 0.3 for assistance, that's one way to do it.
Yeah.
And as both
Glenn, I don't know how big a job that is.
Well, and as both Glenn and Allison pointed out, if you have a position with a greater time engagement, you're more likely to get a better qualified person.
You know, I'm the nerd in the group who listens to our tapes of our meetings, and in particular, when I was trying to listen to what was our motion about calling this special meeting to make sure I did what you guys wanted, that comment was made at the meeting, and Allison said she didn't think that was necessarily true.
I'd prefer to test the market. Anyway, now that we've all spoken,
okay,
I would like to call the question.
I have one other comment. So with respect to the driver's license, I believe that the reason that appears is that it was a carryover from Brenda's job description. She was a journeyman, something, something. She had some classification within the fire department, and I believe that as part of that classification, the driver's license was a requirement. And then another question, will this person be required to go through a background check?
The motion is only on, is it a full-time equivalent? So you're not relevant at this point. When we go, when we move on, there may be a motion that's relevant to your comments.
Okay. Any comment from you? All right, then. I think we're ready to vote. Could you just restate
your motion? Is that we hire a general manager or full-time equivalent not to exceed 50%.
And that for the tape, that was Director Kosel.
It was seconded
Kosel
by Larry,
and
seconded
by Director Nagel. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Okay. So that was Padian opposed, and the rest in favor. Okay, so that's settled.
And now, do you want to return to the job description of the general manager and have more comments about that?
We can do that. So the two items that so it's 4:46, just to let everybody know how we're doing on time. Yeah, the two other items in that first agenda item are the job description and to discuss potentially make a decision on possible recruitment strategies.
Well, my recruitment strategy would be to contact the the CSCA and find out how we list the general manager position on their positions available and what the cost would be, because I think a lot of people look to that, and whether our candidate would look to that, all the other general managers in the state of California look at that every day.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be interested in it, and they're going to tell their friends about it.
I'm sorry.
So I think we maximize our outreach.
I would probably take a broader sort of way and include what you're saying. I think it's a good idea, but I think we have to look a little further than that, and it doesn't hurt.
Yeah, maybe, but then this is cheap, Don, so I'd like to see what we get out of this first, and then we can decide a month later that we're going to go broader if need be.
Everybody ought to be able to see in the same time, and if you do it this way and that way, they're going to say they don't know what they're doing. So I think it's...
Sorry, I didn't. No, go ahead.
Okay.
I thought he was.
So anyway, I think we should think about it a little broader, and we don't. And I wouldn't do it your way. I mean, I would include it, but I wouldn't put it out there and then come back and advertise here, and it just seems a little ragged.
So what would you add to that? That we hire a placement agency, a recruitment agency?
That's one way.
How else?
I don't think we're going to put an ad in the newspaper. I do not. So it could be the other.
So it would be hiring a recruiter and the CSCA as well?
Right.
I wonder, we'd have to look very carefully at our contract with the recruiter because they're going to want to get paid regardless of where the person comes from. Yeah.
Would you just clarify that? Is this a specific job listing function of CSTA?
Yeah.
It's a job listing function.
Yeah, my understanding is most general managers are hired from that, either directly because they're all looking at it every day or because they refer their friends.
Is this different than that daily sort of blog thing that comes out where all kinds of stuff comes out? So this is very specific
you probably haven't asked for the listing of who wants a general manager or what general manager is looking for a position, but they have that.
Okay.
This is an office that they operate, a service that they provide to all of their members.
So I just want to make one comment about cost effectiveness, because I had also been willing to throw out there, I mean, I think this is great. I've looked at various job boards just to see what general manager job descriptions look like. Usually when they go up, they're a lot less detailed than this. So there's the balance between do this for a month and then if we need to escalate our efforts.
I don't think we're going to need to go anywhere else. Because I think this is how it's done. Yeah.
That would be really good. I just want to say that this model with RGS is very expensive. And so what we might save on this hand, we might spend a lot more on that hand by continuing
to have this done. Well, they've probably been a bargain to begin with,
It's very expensive.
Yes.
So, you mean it's very expensive to have RGS do the recruiting? Or?
No, to just keep our operations going.
Yeah.
Operations going. And I guess I need to remind everybody that you remember when Rachel came to visit us to tell us about recruitment. Some things you can only do at a regular meeting. So even if we had a person in mind at that meeting, she said it would still take an October meeting and a November meeting, even if we knew somebody we wanted to hire as an interim.
I don't think we want to work with
her. It's a slow process.
No more.
No. I'm talking about
in person. I mean, that person, she was not.
No, but what I mean, Rachel from Myers Nave was
the lawyer.
Oh, the lawyers. Oh,
yeah, that's
Rachel. Rachel,
yeah.
The lawyer.
Yeah.
Oh,
She's fine.
She's fine.
Hiring an employee is a slow process. That's the only thing to keep in mind. But, that's all.
Well, if we could just agree to a job description and a half-time position, we could post this with CSDA, and you could report that to us at our meeting next week. And we could get the ball rolling before we start. You know, by the time we start rolling around looking for a recruiter and everything else, we could start right away with CSDA and see what we get.
I'd be happy to do that. Would you?
You can violate your own little 1 o'clock Wednesday rule and put it on the agenda for next week.
It's actually a board policy. It's not my own little rule, but.
Well, we can put it on the agenda. We can agree to dispense with the policy here and direct you to put it on our agenda for next month of approval. Of posting the job description with the CSDA.
Can we decide that
forthwith? We can do that right now.
Because it's on the agenda, recruitment strategy.
Yeah, but you want everything done at a general meeting.
Well,
at an ordinary meeting, not a special meeting, so.
No, what I mean is, Rachel gave me her flow chart that she walked us through, and I didn't have time to print it out and bring it. But I mean, even if you identify someone to talk about their compensation, you can only do that as a regular at a meeting. So, so even if we had somebody, even if we had great luck, I put that up there. We had a great person next.
Well, we
Wednesday.
Can put salaries There's... to be negotiated. We don't have to decide the salary.
Oh, today. I understand that for the listing. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm just saying once we get somebody, it's still going to take a couple meetings to put them in place.
But I'm suggesting we could get the ball rolling by next Thursday morning or, you know, at 10 p.m. on Wednesday night, you could list with the CSDA.
Well, can I do that now if someone makes a motion now?
You mean,
I would make a motion that you do a listing with the CSDA forthwith.
Discussion?
Sounds good.
Public comment.
Are we talking about the description? Or the
No, just the initial recruitment strategy.
Oh, okay. Sorry. No, not for that.
Okay.
Before we do that, we got to get this thing in order and edit it down.
Well, we do, but let's knock that motion off. So would you just state your motion?
That we direct Julie to list our general manager position with the CSDA forthwith.
Do we assume that whatever they're going to charge us, we'll be fine with it?
Yes. Whatever it is cheap, given the audience that they have.
I think one thing that we ought to make sure before we list it that the job description is consistent with the CSDA approved job description. I think what you're suggesting is we just take this and give it to CSDA and.
Well, let's make sure that we'll have CSDA take a look at it before we list it, and they'll tell us if we're crazy.
Yeah, this might take a little bit of work to get this done.
And they do. I think they do that. I think they're willing to go over
description. Well, before you post anything with CSDA, they review it all automatically anyway because they don't want their website abused.
Yeah.
So they're going to look at it any way you do it.
All right, I wrote down...
You might want to talk to the head of the Member Services Committee, who's Cassandra Strawn. Give her a jingle in the morning.
I just, listening to Kevin, brought up one more thing, that each of the board members is required to take Incident Command System training, ICS training, ICS 201.
Yeah, we can't get any federal grants now anyway, we haven't...
We're required to do that. I think the general manager also will be required to undertake incident command system training, which is it's not a big deal, but it would be nice to have them know that in the same idea that this is emergency services. They should know something about how to run an emergency incident.
But we're not going to get any federal grants until we have everybody qualified. At the last meeting, I asked Michael about that, and Dave is going to set up a meeting so that we get the last.
It's not the grants. We're not going to be reimbursed for any expenses.
Individual director who hasn't completed the training will reimburse the district.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. They're liable if they don't complete the training. It'll bankrupt anybody.
All right, I wrote down that your motion was to direct the president to list the general manager job description with the CSDA forthwith. Did I get that right?
Yep, and I put forthwith because I'd like you to do it as soon as you can, but I don't know what the requirements of your personal and professional life are these days.
Well, getting the agenda packet done tomorrow is a big hill to climb.
I'll tell you that.
Don, we used to do an agenda packet in an hour or two.
These agendas are pretty packed, and this is the same, unfortunately, another packed agenda. But do I have a second to Janice's motion?
Second already.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. So it was Kosla and Padian. And we took public comment already, as I recall. Okay. Then any further board discussion? Ready to vote? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Motion carries 5-0. All right. So then...
Without listing a salary.
Without listing a salary,
yeah,
to be negotiated.
That was,
yeah,
part of, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we know in here what they said it was likely to cost us, but I would prefer to say salary negotiable. And then we'll see what people think the range is, and we'll see who we get.
How did you spell Cassandra's last name?
I think it's S-T-R-A. I have emails from Cassandra. I'll look now. I think it's S-T-R-A-W-N.
Okay.
But I will double check.
I guess I could probably find it too. So do we want to return to the job description then?
I would like to, because I'd like to make sure that it does include a requirement of familiarity with the ability to make the district qualified and be aware of funding opportunities that can be exploited.
Are you through on that thing right now? I'm not trying to interrupt you. I was just going to respond to her question.
Spell that and we'll get back to it.
Okay, it's S-T-R-A-W-N, and the email is Cassandra S at csda.net, and I can get you the email here. I mean, the phone number is 877-924-2732, and her job title is Member Services Director, and you can feel free to drop my name.
Okay, great. Thank you.
I've known Cassandra for years, yeah.
Great.
She's very good.
Excellent. Great. Thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, that's what I wanted. That's what I'd like to have included.
You wanted to add the familiarity,
yeah,
the grant process.
My concern, Larry, is if we have someone here who doesn't give a zip about this stuff, you and I are in for a whole ton of work.
Yeah,
I just don't
fully recognize that.
And we don't have access, not being official district personnel, we can't get into government systems. Only the district administrator can. Brenda could, but we can't.
How much of that is done on our behalf by the fire department?
I'm not interested
in what
the answer. What they do is fine, but we have projects that don't regard them, and I don't see any reason why we're paying them for the administrative services to write grant proposals for us and to get our district qualified for these things. I don't know if it says that any place specifically in the contract, but I'd like the autonomy.
We don't pay them. I mean, we don't pay them extra to do that.
No.
Is that part of what's there?
They don't write grants for us.
Yes, they have. They have.
What?
What grants have we gotten before, like that little burning building thing stuff?
That's the El Cerrito Kensington Fire Department. That's not the Kensington Fire Department.
We have gotten grants from them.
The aerial truck, that was a grant that they
gave
us.
Yeah, but that's El Cerrito's ladder.
The fire fuel reduction at the Hillside Park, that was a
Some
grant.
Some of it is in our name only. I'm sure it is, Larry.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
I know there is, because Dave Gibson was reprimanded when he put the grant through without notifying us in advance.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes, so I know we've gotten the one submitted and granted. And we were notified only when it was given. And Gibson forgot to notify us in advance that it was being applied for. So I know there's at least that one. And Gibson will know which one it is, believe me. And I think there may be more, but there's at least that one, and Gibson will know about it.
Yeah, I'm just not familiar with it.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, that these things may not be things that we want to do in the future, and it would be pretty burdensome for us to have to run everything through El Cerrito to see if they have time to do it.
I can't really see Dave Gibson, who's the kind of the premier grant writer, but getting him to write a grant proposal to assist in a new public safety building, mean, that is a huge job. And he's a battalion chief. He's got skatey eight other things. Now that it made sense for him to write, and it may make sense for him to write grant proposals for fuel reduction inside Kensington. And maybe he has done that. But the scope of the kind of grants that Kevin's talking about is much bigger.
Yeah, besides, I mean, you don't know what's going to come out of our discussions with the traffic study because we haven't really had any yet.
Yeah.
It may be that we decide that there are certain things that we'd like to implement here that could use outside funding. And if that's the case, a qualified district manager should at least be aware of the funding opportunities for such things and understand how to hire consultants who write grant proposals to get those things done. I don't believe that any of us on the board is going to be writing a lot of grant proposals, and I'm not asking the district administrator to do it, and I don't think it's necessary to hire a full-time or part-time grant proposal person. You can use them as consultants if that's possible, but I do think the district administrator has to be up enough on public safety funding opportunities. You know, you've talked with Arietta with me. You know, she knows this as well as anybody. You have to be able to register with the state. For these things, you have to register with the feds, you have to be pre-qualified. She says, you know, grant opportunities come down the pipe all the time. You have to be nimble because they're only open for a window of time. And so you've got to have boilerplate, for example, that comes into every grant proposal about the district and its needs and its resources. I mean, all of these things, a district administrator has to have right there. And if that's not in this job description in some form, I'm not saying how specific it has to be, but it has to be in there in some form, otherwise that person's going to go at some point, it's not in my job description, I don't really know how to do that. We're going to be like, well, how are we going to do this?
You keep saying district administrator. I assume you mean general manager?
I do.
And I'd also like to piggyback onto that, what I said, the familiarity with and training in federal incident command systems. The same, at least at a bare minimum, the same training that's required of board members.
Yeah, but they're not going to have it yet. They'll be trained, perhaps. They maybe get the training
if they're, when they get here. If they've ever been involved in any other fire district, they probably would have it, but
only half our board has the training.
Hmm?
Only half the board has the training.
Well, that's certainly not true of Moraga or Renda.
Yeah,
where everybody does, or East Contra County. That's we're not the only special district in the county.
Well, but I think that's right. You can get training after you're hired.
You absolutely can.
One day.
Yeah.
I'd agree with Jen.
As long as the person is willing to get the training, and I can't believe that they wouldn't be, but I think it doesn't hurt to actually formalize it and say.
Well, they'd be required to have it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, remember, this person sits at our pleasure.
Yeah.
So if they refuse to get the training, then they're not our person anymore.
All right.
You know? That would be such a stupid position for them to take, you know. And liability-wise, it would be so stupid for them.
Yeah.
You know, because then they undertake all of the FEMA liability by refusing training. Yeah. Could you put it in one cogent sentence so that Julie could just write it down and we could move on from that?
Sure.
I don't think anybody's going to object. I would object if you want a whole page of this stuff, but if you could make one sentence, I'm sure we would all be happy to have you add that.
I've gotten, I can send it to Julie, but after the meeting.
No, can you just do it now so it's on the recording?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you don't mind, if I need to wordsmith it, I can wordsmith it.
Yeah, so I'll give you this page. But I ensure that the district is registered and pre-approved as necessary to be eligible to apply for external funding for public safety projects funded by all appropriate federal, state, county, and other public and private agencies. Beyond that, here's another sentence, sorry. Inform and alert board members about relevant opportunity for submitting proposals. Recruit and hire consultants to prepare proposals as necessary and manage their submission.
I thought we were only talking about the incident command training. We're talking about all that now?
No, we're not going to put
the incident command training in because that's going to be what they have to complete when they start the job.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that would imply that under required knowledge, skills, and abilities, it would be familiarity with federal, state, and local procedures for eligibility information regarding funding opportunities for public safety projects.
I think it's on page 5. Is that where you are?
Page 8, I think. For the required knowledge page, I think they might have...
There's only 5 pages.
Then it's the 5 of the... I'm sorry, 8 of the total pages. So it's the under the knowledge of required knowledge, skills, and abilities.
Minimum qualifications?
That we knocked down a bunch of.
Or
the one that says it's above minimum qualification. Yes. Is that right?
Yeah, because we took out that whole page about how you have to be able to operate
it. So on page four.
Yeah, on page four, I brought something up.
It says knowledge of.
Yeah, I think we got rid of all of that, and we could put in. We got rid of everything under that section before minimum qualifications, and we could put that in of required knowledge, skills, and abilities.
Okay, so then at that point, then which would be page 5 for 5.
Yeah.
What I just said, plus familiarity with the structure and responsibilities of public safety agencies at the state and local levels, particularly regarding the threats of wildfire and earthquake to municipalities and citizens.
I would be careful that we're not going to scare people away, because some of that, as you're saying, is...
It's very technical.
It's specialized,
yeah.
And I don't know that that person would have... They would have to know about it, but I don't know that they have to
be
highly qualified.
Why don't we put it under qualifications of highly desirable?
Yeah, I would do that way.
I think it fits there better, Kevin, and I'm with Don, I'm not sure we really want to scare somebody off.
Yeah. And the thing is that... I mean, if it's just like be familiar with the operations of fire and police districts, fine.
No, it's not. I mean, I've done some grants to try to get money for fire departments, and it can be a lot of work.
Well, okay. But the last thing I said could be simplified, but the first thing that I said under
I think that's a good idea. I'm not opposed to it, but I just, yeah.
There are 3 things there in the first that I read that I think need to be put in there because it's specific about the kinds of things we're going to ask somebody to do.
Well, but I kind of like how the minimum qualification flows then of, you know, your educational requirement. You've got 5 years of progressively more experience. You've got the CSDA training. And now you've got public safety experience.
Well, familiarity with the operation of special districts.
Would be
fine with me.
Yeah.
But then under qualifications for the job, the things I was reading before, which are 3 of them, so it's understand how, what you have to do to get the district qualified, understand how to notify the board members about opportunities so we can say, yes, go with that, and then hire the people to write the grants to do it.
Well, careful you're not getting into the micromanagement again, which is what we've been trying to get.
Specific for a
yeah, which is what we've been trying to get rid of. So if you could have a more general sentence.
I mean, the first one would be to get the district, understand to get the district qualified for receiving eligibility for funding proposals for public safety projects and carry it out or supervise its implementation.
Well, then we just say highly desirable public safety experience and in particular funding opportunities.
It's got to be something like that that's clear enough.
Yeah.
That someone doesn't say this isn't my job. I don't know how to do this. Not my job once they get here because.
No, I think you probably would hire someone to do that. The grant actually.
They
so
might very well.
They don't
well,
have to
yeah.
know too much.
No, they yeah. have. They have, right. They do have to hire someone to write the grants, but we have to have someone on site who knows when opportunities are coming out, monitors these things, and says to us, "Is this something you want to go for?"
Well, public safety experience and familiarity with
when I was doing federal work,
funding opportunities.
That's fine.
familiar with various funding opportunities. Yeah, and then we're not doing the micromanagement that where somebody looks at this and says, I can't work with these people.
Well,
anyway, when I was doing chasing federal work, you have to look at it. There's a heat list. You probably have seen that, where they list all their projects.
Oh yeah,
and you just so you have to chase that down constantly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess one of my higher level comments that I didn't make, but I thought that Gail Feldman made a good comment at our meeting about we really have to decide, do we want this to be a really skilled administrator versus a very programmatic person? And I think you can learn some of the programmatic stuff, but it's hard to take a programmatic person and teach them administrative skills. Mm-hmm. Because there's no getting around the fact that we've got an annual audit and things have to be done a certain way.
Yeah.
And
that's what you mean by programmatic?
No, that's what I mean by administrative.
But to be an administrator, you have to have HR ability and administrative skills.
As opposed to programmatic, understanding FEMA, understanding emergencies, understanding,
Can be taught all of that.
I think a good administrator could be taught that.
Yeah, fairly quickly.
You might have Gail read this, because she's,
Well,
I don't know if that's a good thing or
really,
bad thing.
The one thing that, in the comparables, Allison didn't explain it, but she showed a lot of comparables for a job category called administrative services officer.
Yeah.
And I did some Googling of that, and that is a very standard governmental job.
Mm-hmm.
And that I thought as a resource, I had wanted to follow it up further, but I just didn't get there.
Yeah.
That would be kind of like the right level of person, it sounded like for us.
Listen, Cassandra looks at all of these things and has for years. So she'll tell us if we're micromanaging or if we've left something out. She's very good.
Yeah, I think it sounds...
And very pleasant to deal with. I would trust her much more than Feldman. She, Cassandra does this stuff day in, day out.
Well, I'm not saying setup. I'm just saying.
Well, I don't really think I want to... Anyway, we're live here, but I like the idea of talking to Cassandra.
I don't know.
Let me see. Does this require... motion. It's 5:15.
I move that we approve in concept the job description as it has evolved through our discussion, and that we grant Julie discretion in working with Cassandra to make further modification in the job description prior to posting.
I'll second that.
That's a very long motion. Job description as it has evolved in our discussion. And give me discretion to work with Cassandra to finalize it.
Correct. For posting. And then hopefully you can just announce at the next meeting as part of your president's report that it's done.
I will do my best. I will do my best. I don't think it should be hard. Like you say, they look at these time.
Yeah. She's been looking at all of them for 10 years. She knows what it's supposed to look like.
Did I have a second for that motion?
I did. I seconded it.
Okay, so that's Coastal and Nagel. Do I have any board member discussion? Do you have any comments?
No, I think it's going the right way.
Kevin, comments? Okay, public comment? Any public comment?
I guess it goes back to what was asked previously. I don't know if it'll still be a joint building or not, but I understand. So Brenda was embedded through the fire department. So I assume they did some sort of backgrounding there anyway. If it's still going to be an embedded building, I don't know, question mark. All up in the air. Would that also involve a background check, given that there might be police operations in the building?
Well, my experience with the university is that if a background check is required, you would typically put that in the job description. So how about I work with Cassandra on that?
I don't know that one's required for general manager. So if it's required for police, we would require you to pay for it.
I was embezzled once upon a time, so it's not a bad idea.
It, they're, yeah, even sort of routine jobs now at the university, yeah. They're requiring background
Who does
checks.
That?
HR does the background check, usually.
For who?
Oh, they usually hire it out. A friend of mine's daughter does it.
Yeah. I mean, someone's probably going to have to hire
it. Oh, yeah, the contract is somebody.
Yeah. It's a contract agency.
I think
yeah.
We should be doing
okay.
That.
So let's try not to get into Q&A comment.
So for positions within the police department because of access to files and ability to overhear conversations, there's a live scan background check. So if the building is going to be a shared facility and this general manager could have the ability to overhear conversations among police officers, then it would be wise to have a...
Yeah, we'd have no objection to the other district doing a background check.
Someone's asking, my boss is asking me if I can meet with him at 8, so can I just take
sure,
a break
go ahead.
And say yes? Are we ready to vote on this motion then? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, that was 5-0 in favor of that motion.
I think we've done it.
Well, there was the second agenda item is whether we want to review and consider essentially nailing down the FTE. Nailing down the FTE of the support staff. Either in a form of not to exceed, like we've discussed.
I'll make a motion of that without undertaking a job description, which I would prefer not to do until we've hired a general manager. I would propose that we authorize the general manager to hire an administrative assistant, whatever we want to call that person. I don't know whether administrative assistant is the correct word. But we authorize the general manager at their discretion to hire an assistant at no more than 50% full-time equivalent.
I had used district support staff because it just
That's
gives
fine.
A little
Whatever
flexibility.
Whatever you want to call it, I don't care about the name.
So it's almost like the motion's sort of written down here.
But
at not to exceed
50%. Yeah, that we authorize that they work out a job description
so
with the candidate.
We're authorizing a general manager not to exceed half an FTE and some sort of vague support staff not to exceed. So that support staff could be 5 people at 1/10 FTE each, or
if
it could be one person at half.
If that's what they think.
Yeah.
You know, if one person is going to be the note taker at a meeting. You know, and then one person handles correspondence or public.
I think that's an excellent thing to delegate to the general manager because it's the general manager who's going to build the team.
That's right.
And that's their job to build the team. We shouldn't tell the general manager how to build the team.
Yeah, I agree. We obviously would tell the general manager how much money they have to pay for all of that.
What was your motion again?
My motion is that we authorize our soon-to-be general manager to hire support staff at no more than 1/2 full-time equivalent.
I'll second that.
You already did.
No, I didn't.
I thought you had.
That was the last motion.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Who's on first? No.
All right, I have board member discussion on that motion? Anything, Don?
Mm-mm.
Anything, Kevin? I have nothing.
Kevin's got glazed eyes there.
Okay, do we have any public comment on that motion? Hearing none, we're ready to vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay, motion carries 5-0. Motion by Kosel, second by Nagel. And that completes our agenda.
Cool.
And it is 5:22 p.m.
It's not even 6 o'clock yet.
We're capable of having meetings.
Julie, you rock.